Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Shaji Kumar. I'm a consultant in hematology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Today, I will be reviewing the results of the data that looked at the deep and durable responses with weekly ixazomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone in patients with newly diagnosed multiple myeloma, a long-term follow-up of patients who did not undergo stem cell transplant. The combination of a proteasome inhibitor and an immunomodulatory drug is one of the current standards of care for patients with newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. Bortezomib in combination with lenalidomide was studied in a phase 3 trial comparing it to lenalidomide in patients with newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. It was shown that the combination of the proteasome inhibitor and immunomodulatory drug not only improved the progression-free survival but also improved overall survival in newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. Ixazomib is the first oral proteasome inhibitor to be introduced in the clinic, and in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone has proven to be an effective regimen in patients with relapsed myeloma. This particular phase 2 study was the initial study to look at this combination in the newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. Overall, 65 patients were enrolled in this phase 1-2 study. In the initial part of the study, dose escalation of ixazomib was performed in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone used as standard doses. Ixazomib was given orally once weekly for 3 weeks with 1 week off, and lenalidomide was given daily for 3 weeks with 1 week off, along with weekly doses of dexamethasone. Patients were allowed to collect stem cells after 3 cycles of therapy and proceed to stem cell transplant after 6 cycles if they so desired. The overall results of the study had previously been published. We found that the regimen was quite effective in the initial therapy of previously untreated multiple myeloma. This particular analysis is looking at the group of patients who did not go to a stem cell transplant but continued on therapy, often with a maintenance of ixazomib. The study was designed to look at ixazomib maintenance as a single agent after completing 12 cycles of induction therapy with the combination. What we found was, among the 42 patients who did not go to a stem cell transplant, the overall response rate was 88%, and amongst those group of patients, there were 25 of the 42 patients actually continued on maintenance therapy with single agent lenalidomide. In those patients, the depth of response continued to deepen on single agent ixazomib, with 8 out of those 25 patients having deepening responses. The vast majority of these patients went on from a VGPR to obtain a complete response or a stringent complete response with single agent ixazomib. Overall, the trial results essentially tells us two things. One, the combination of ixazomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone provides an attractive all-oral regimen for newly diagnosed myeloma that can be continued as a maintenance regimen with ixazomib alone given on a weekly basis. The toxicity is well manageable. In fact, among the patients who continued on maintenance therapy with ixazomib, emergence of new grade 3 toxicity was very few. No patients discontinued therapy due to adverse events during the maintenance phase of the study. So the key points again is that this particular triplet regimen, which is all oral and convenient, is an effective regimen which can be continued for a long period of time in patients who don't go to a stem cell transplant with continued improvement in the response rate. Clearly, this is a regimen that needs to be studied further, and there's a phase 3 trial that has completed accrual, and we are awaiting the results of the phase 3 study. Now, this also provides an attractive platform for combining it with other treatments, especially the monoclonal antibodies. So right now, there are phase 2 studies that are looking at combining daratumumab to the combination of ixazomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone, thus maximizing the benefit of an all-oral regimen, but also incorporating the efficacy of new generation of agents like monoclonal antibodies. Thank you for viewing this activity.